Today's moment's Eid of Laman, we're at the top line of Laman and Aleph, quoting the Mishnah, Shoytcha Litzorcha, Avloy Lechvayda Bechulu. So the Mishnah was discussing what you do with different items in terms of Avshavas Aveda, what you're supposed to do with it, how to take care of it. And the Mishnah said that, let's say it's a beged. So you could spread it out only if it's Litzorcha, only if it's for the good of the beged, but not Lechvayda, not if it's for your covet. You're going to put nice drapes on the walls. You can't use it for your own covet, but you could spread it out. You could do the same Pe'ula if it's for the beged itself, if it's actually going to be good for the Aveda. So that's the following question. What about if it's good for you and it's good for the beged? Meaning it's good for the beged to spread it out like that, but it's also good for you because you're getting covered that you have nice drapes now. Tashmas, let's try to prove it from the following, from our Mishnah actually, which sounded like the Mishnah told us you could spread it out, litzarcha, meaning if it's good for the beged, if it's for the tzarcha of the beged, which sounds like a tzarcha in har litzarcha, litzarcha lai, which sounds like only if it's exclusively for the tzarcha of the beged. But if it's for both of your tzarcha, if it's for you and the beged, then that sounds like not. It sounds like it's not going to be good. Ema seifa, but let's see if that works for the seifa. Avalei lechvayda, the seifa, the Mishnah said what? The next line. Avalei lechvayda, you can't do it for your own covet. What does that sound like? We have an opposite diuk over here because the diuk of that line is lechvayda hudala. You can't do it for your own covet exclusively. Ha litzarcha, litzarcha, but if it's for you and the beged, then it sounds like shaper dummy, that would be okay. So obviously from the Mishnah, you can't prove it because there's actually opposite diukim, it goes both ways. Says Gemara Tashma, let's try again. You shouldn't spread it out, not on a bed, and not on a peg. You shouldn't do that for your own tzarech. But you could do it if it's for the tzarech of the beged. If it's for the beged itself, then it's going to be okay. However, if you have guests that come over, then then you're not allowed to spread it out, whether if it's for your tzarech or for the tzarech of the beged. What do we see over here? That even if it's literally for the tzarech of the beged, you can't do it if you have orchim coming over. Why? Because if you have guests coming over, you are going to benefit memela because that's covered. You have nice drapes and they're coming over and they're going to see it. And therefore, what do we see over here? That if it's the tzarech and the tzarech, you're not going to be able to do it. So it seems to be a rise. It's different over there. The mikla kalile. Because if guests come over, it's actually going to ruin this beged if you spread it out. And there's two reasons why. Imishum eina. Either it's because of ayin hara. If they see this nice drapes that you have, might give an ayin hara. Imishum ganve. Maybe they're actually going to steal it. They're going to see this very nice beged you spread out. And they might steal it, and that's why you're not allowed to. But it's not necessarily a raya. Maybe actually, if you're going to spread it out and use it for your tzarech, but it's also the tzarech of the beged, maybe it's actually going to be okay. Says Gemara Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. This is in the context of Egla Arufa, where we know there's aloha that you're not allowed to work with the Egla Arufa. As soon as you do, it passels it for to be used as an egel arufa. But either way, what if you took this egel and you echnisa l'rivka, you put it together with other cows and you tied it together and those cows were working. But this one, we're going to see in a second what the kavana was exactly, but dasha, vidasha, and then it started threshing and it started working with the other animals. But you didn't necessarily want it for that, you just tied it to the other animals in order so that it could nurse from its mother. So the halach is going to be ksheira. You could still use it as an egel arufa, even though it started working on its own, because that's not what you put it there for. You put it there for a different reason. It started working, that's not the point, and therefore it's still going to be kshedra. What about b'shvil shetinak v'todosh? What if you put it there for both reasons? You didn't put it only that it should nurse from its mother, but you put it there so it does both. You'll get both benefits out of it, meaning it's going to nurse from the mother, but also it's going to do the work along with other animals. Then psula, then it's going to be possible. So what do we see over here? In this case, it's a different sugya, but at the end of the day, it's a similar concept. That it's something that's for the tzarech of the actual animal, but it's also for your tzarech, meaning it's going to work if you did it shatinak v'tidosh, so it's for the tzarech of the animal, but it's also for your tzarech because you're getting both. It's working, and it's getting food from its mother. And either way, that's a similarity. It's litzarechai ulitzarechahu v'ketani psulan. It said that it's going to be possible. The only case it's going to be kosher is when memela, it did it by itself. You only put it there, you only tied it to the other animals in order that it eats from its mother. But you didn't do it at all kedei shatidosh. But if it ends up being dosh, then it's going to be okay memela. So what do we see over here? That in a case where it's litzarcha litzarcha, it's going to be psula, says the Gemara. Not necessarily, because shani asam. I can tell you really it's different over there. Domarka, the pasuk says, asher loy ubad ba mikol makim. That teaches me, asher loy ubad ba, meaning you can't have any work done with it. So even if you put it there for both reasons, litzarcha litzarcha, and then today, if you put it there, kadesha tidosh as well, besides for kadesha linaik, the point is, if you put it there, and it does work at all, then Ashalai Ubad Ba, it says that's going to pass with it because the pasuk said it's only going to be Ksheira, Ashalai Ubad Ba, if work wasn't done. It says the Gemara, the obvious question, Yachi, if so, then Afilu Reisha Nami. Even in the Reisha, where you put it there not so it works at all, only so it eats from its mother, but it happened to have worked, and at the end of the day, what does it matter if you wanted it to work or not? If it ended up working, Ashalai Ubad Ba should teach me that only it's only going to be kosher if it didn't do work. This one did work. Who cares if you put it there for the work or not? And then the day, afilu reisha nami, even in the reisha, that you put it there only litzarcha, only for the tzarcha of the animal, but it ended up working, it should still be possible because it ended up working. I'll tell you why that's not going to be true, because of the following that we learned in the Mishnah, the Tanan shachan ala oif kshira. If a bird came and rested on this animal, it's still going to be kosher. Even though it says in the Torah, by the way, asher lo yalo aleha oil, and by the way, the sugyas of, you have to know exactly what we're talking about, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, ayin sham, but the point is that there's the same, very similar halachas as relates to egla rufa and the parah aduma, that asher lo ubad ba, asher lo yalo aleha oil, you can't have oil on the animal, all different types of things that's going to passel it, either to be used as a parah aduma or to be used as an egla rufa. But the point is that the pasuk over there says, the Mishnah brings, shachan aleha oif ksheira. Sorry, shachan ala oif kshira. If a bird landed on the animal, it's going to be kosher. And even though the Torah says asher loy ala ala oil, that you can't put anything on it, and as soon as there's oil, as soon as there's a kol shua on it, it's going to be possible. If a oif landed on it, it's still going to be kosher. Ala ala zahar psula. However, if ala ala zahar, if a zahar went on this egla and mated with it, basically, that's going to possible it. That's already going to possible it. So what do we see over here? My time. What's the reason the Mishnah brings? Kedar Baba. The Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. Kedar Baba. The reason is because of something our Papa said. The Amar Papa, Iksib Ubad. If the Pasuk only said Ubad. So what did the Pasuk say? The Pasuk said it's going to be kosher. Asher Loi Ubad Ba. If it was not worked with. But it says Ubad without a vav. It says ayin veiz dalet. So Rapapa said iksev ubad. If it said ubad with a vav, that would be mashma, even mimela, meaning ubad. It was worked with. Not that it actively did any work, but even if the melacha happened by itself, it sounds like it's still going to be possible. So Rapapa said that iksev ubad, the Karina and ubad, if we read it the same way it was written, or rather if it was written the same way it was read, because it's read ubad, but it doesn't say ubad. So if it was written ubad and we read it ubad, then havamina filo mimela, then I would think it's going to be possible, even if the work happened mimela. I mean, even if a bird came and landed on it, and then the day, olo olo oil, and it's going to be possible. Viksev avad, vikarina avad, and what if it said Avad, like it does, it says Ayin Beis Dalit, but if we read it Avad, Asher Loi Avad Ba, so Havamina Ad Avad Ba, you. I would think that you have to work with it in order to passel it, and anything else is not going to passel it, meaning even if Allah Alea Zachar is not going to passel it, because you didn't actively work on it. So what do we do now that it's somewhere in between? Hashtag Iksiv Avad Karina and Ubad. It says Avad in the Torah, but the way we read it as if it says Ubad, so it has to be somewhere in between, and the way we're going to do it is very similar, if we remember, to Kiyitin Kiyutan we had not too long ago, but the point is, Be'inan Ubad Dumi the Avad. So it has to be a case in order to pasul it of ubad dumyo de avad. What's that case? Ma avad de nichale. Just like in a case of avad, where you work with it, it's nichale. It's good for the animal. The animal wants it. It's good. You want it. So meaning it's the ratzon of the bialim, not the animal, but it's the ratzon of the bialim that he wants it. Af ubad de nichale. So too, even if the avayda happened memela, it's only going to pasul it if it's nichale, if the bialim wants. And therefore, ala zachar, the bialim wants that. That's good for him if it mates. And therefore, that's going to pasul it. Whereas shachan ala oif, if a oif just landed on it, the bialim doesn't necessarily want it. It happened memela. That's ubad, but it's not dumyo de avad because it's not beratzon bialim. And therefore, in that case, it's not going to passel it. And therefore, what do we see? That's going to be the difference over here. And that's why, in that case where you put it in order to eat from its mother, but it ended up being dash, so it's not going to really matter, because anyways, this little animal's dash is not going to really help along with the other animals. It's not really nichale, it's not avadumyo, it's not ubadumyo the avad, and therefore, in that case, it's not going to passel it. The Mishnah said that if you find clay kesef, silver kalim, and copper kalim, so you can use them, b'chulu we saw, you can use them for the tzarech of the kalim, you're supposed to take care of them for their tzarech, but not to the extent that it's going to blacken them. Tanarabana writes on this note, hamayti klei eid, someone who finds wooden kalim, mishtamish bohen b'shlosh la yirkavu, you should use them so they don't rot, klei nechosh, what should you do if you find copper kalim, mishtamish bohen b'chamin, you could only use it with hot water, avalei alidei or, but not with fire, b'pnei mishamash chikim, because it's going to blacken it. Klei kesef, what do you do with silver kalim, mishtamish bohen b'tzayin, you could use it with cold water, avalei b'chamin b'nei shamash chikim, and again, you can't use hot water because it will blacken the kalim. What if you find magreifos v'kardumas, different types of hammers or hatchets? So mishtamish men birach, you could only use it for something soft, avalebikash, not something hard. Mipnei she mafchisan, because you're going to ruin it. Klei zavu klei zvuchis. What if you find gold or glass, meaning golden kalim or glass kalim? Lo yigibanat she'avaleo. Those things you should not touch until Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and the Mishnah and the Barisan continues, Kedarcha Amru Baveda, Kach Amru Vipikadon. All these things that we said about an Aveda, the way you use, which things to use, how to use it, same applies to a Pikadon, meaning something that someone gives you as a shomer to watch. Pikun ma'avid take a base, as a Gemara. Why? Why do you have to take care of it as a pikun? At the end of the day, if the person gave it to you as a pikun to watch, so let him come and take care of his own thing. What? Why is it mutal on you to watch it, to take care of it, and actively do avoid it with this thing in order to take care of it? So Amar Vada Barachama, Amar Rav Sheshes, pikun, shalach ba'alein, le medina sayam. We're talking about a pikun that the ba'alein went to medina sayam, and that's why you're supposed to take care of it. Zok the Mishnu Baiter, Matzasaku, Kupa, Bechod, Amashin, Dark, Elitol, Harizel, Elitol. If you find there a sack or a kupa or anything that it's not the normal way to take the, meaning it's lift, it's not lefik voido, it's beneath his cover. This isn't something that he would pick up in Rosh Hashanah. So do you have to be mevater on your cover? Let's say he's a big rav, the guy. So it's, he's not going to go down and pick up this lowly thing that he wouldn't normally carry in Rosh Hashanah. That type of thing, the Mishnah said, Shein dar kalita ariza lo ito. He does not have to take it. Maybe he shouldn't take it. We're going to see more on this right now. How do we know this? How do we know that something that is beneath your cover to pick up, your putter on a Shavas Aveda? Zek the Gemara, the Tanar Bono, we have a Braisa. Vehis alamta, which sounds like you should actively look away. But that's not exactly what the pasuk says, because we know that's in the context of loisira sharachicha oiseya nidachim v'salamta mehen, meaning you shouldn't be v'salamta. That's what the pasuk is telling you. But the fact that it says v'salamta as a standalone word, it sounds like sometimes there's actually where a place where you're supposed to be v'salamta. You're supposed to look away. You're supposed to not do the mitzvah of Hashavah. The Tanar Banan v'salamta. Where do we see this? Pa'amim shata misalim. We learn from here. Sometimes you should be misalim. You should look away. Pa'amim sheyata misalim. And sometimes you're not allowed to look away. That's the isra in the Torah. Of the, where actually the mashmas of it, salam to man, that you're not supposed to look away, you have to be mekayim your mitzvah shava. Okay, tzad, what is the case? So, hayo, kayin vi beis akvaras. What if you were a kayin, and the aveda you saw was in the beis akvaras? So, are you supposed to go and get the aveda? Or he was a zakin, and it's beneath his kavod to pick up an aveda like this. Right? Or, the same time that you would go and be busy with the Hashavas Aveda, you would have made more money. Meaning if you kept your job and you kept working during that time, then you would actually make more money than actually the value of the Aveda itself. In those cases, that's Vesalam Tamehem. That's when you do not have a Chiyam Hashavas Aveda. In these three cases, you should not go and do the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And in each case, because of the reason we saw. Why do I need a Pasuk to teach me in these cases? There's no Hashavas Aveda. If you're going to tell me it's for the first case we said, where he was a Kayin and the Aveda was in the Beis HaKvara, it's Pshita. I don't need a Pasuk for that. It's Pasha. Why? Because Hayase, V'hay Loisase V'ase. Because this mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is only mitzvah Sase, right? Hoshev Teshivim La'achicha. V'hay, and the Isser for a Kayin to be Metame is a Loisase and an Ase. The Pasuk says, Le'nefesh Lo'itam Be'amov, that's a Loisase. Kedoshim Yu Le'lekem, that's a Asay, so it's a leisa seva asay, and we know v'loyasi asay v'doche is leisa seva asay. We know that asay doesn't come, even though asay is doiche leisa asay. Asay is not doiche al leisa asay when it's paired up along with an asay, and therefore it's pashut that a kohen would not have the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda if the Aveda was in a beis hakvaras. Leidachin nisur mekamim mina. Oh, additionally, v'su leidachin nisur mekamim mina. We're not going to be doiche, meaning even if you want to tell me asay doiche leisa asay, you'll come up with something else. Still, if it's iser, which a kohen has an iser to be mitame in a basic kvaras, something that's iser is not going to be doiche, or rather, it's not going to be nidche by something that's memoina, meaning a mitzvah that's only because of mamon. Because at the end of the day, what's the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda? It's only to care about your friend's mamon. At the end of the day, since that's the yisoid of the mitzvah, we're not going to be doiche and iser because of a hefsin mamon that someone might have. So to save the other guy's money, even though it's a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, at the end of the day, what's the whole mitzvah? It's to protect your friend's money. So protect his money, it's not going to be doiche the iser that you have to be mitam and the mesim. So Allah. So obviously, that's not what the pasuk is coming to tell me, because it's pasha from the two reasons we just gave. So what's it coming to tell me? Allah. So it's probably coming to tell me the other thing we said, the other thing the Baisa told me, that if you would have made more money in the time that you're going to be matriach to return this Aveda, you're going to make more money than the Aveda costs itself, then you don't have to. So that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. V'salamta, says the Gemara. If you're coming to tell me that, the midrash Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. I already know that also from something Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Efes ki lo yeh b'cha evi, the pasuk says, which is a loisa. Say Rashi says loisavi atzmacha lidei aneis. Don't bring yourself to poverty. Efes le'yeh b'cha evyon. We learn from here that you're not allowed to bring yourself to poverty, and therefore, what do we see? That if you have an aveda, yours comes before anyone else, and you don't have to deal with his before you deal with yours. You should deal with yours. So, what do we see? That, anyways, in this case, if you're going to make more money than the aveda itself, then essentially, if you're going to give up your time, then you just lost that more money than the Avodah itself costs. So you're not going to have that either. And we already know that from Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So why do I need the Pasuk of Yisalam to teach me? Says Gemara, Ella, it must be Lezakin Meinil Lefich Vaida, that last one that we said, that if he's a Zakin and he's walking by and it's beneath his cover to pick up this Avodah, that he's going to be Potter. And that's actually what we need the Pasuk of Yisalam to comes out. That last part, that's what we need the Pasuk for. And by the way, just to clarify, we said that Nase is not going to be Derech the Laisa Sebaase. It's not that Hashavas Avodah is only Nase, because we know it's also a Lais Haseh. It's Hashav Teshivim and Loisucha Lehisalim. We know there's also a Lais Haseh, it's an Haseh, and a Lais Haseh also by Shabbos Avodah. But the point is, even if it has a Lais Haseh along with it, that doesn't make it knock out something else that has Haseh by Lais Haseh. We say Haseh Doiche Lais Haseh. But Haseh is not Doiche Lais Haseh Va'aseh, and even Haseh V'Lais Haseh is not Doiche and Haseh V'Lais Haseh, because the Lais Haseh is never Doiche another Lais Haseh. So either way, that would be Pashit on that case, but either way, what is coming to learn? What are we learning from the word V'Salam that's coming to teach me? Zakin V'Einu L'Fich V'Ed, and that's going to be the context of what we're about to learn, that there's a special halakha that if it's beneath the Zakin, you have a Zakin, you have a Chacham, you have someone of high stature, if it's beneath his cover to deal with an Aveda like this, he is Potter from the mitzvah of a Shavuos Aveda. Amar Rabba, Rabba says on that note, that a Zakin, that we just said is going to be Potter from returning that thing. What about Hikisha? If he moved this Chefetz, meaning this Chefetz that he was Potter from picking up because it's beneath his cover, if he moved it with a stick or something like that, then Chayba. Once he moves it, he got himself involved, and now he's Chayb fully in the mitzvah of a Shavuos Aveda. So Abaye have a Yosef Kamei Rabba. Story. Abaye was sitting before Rabba, and Chazal Hanech Izi de Kamayu. He saw these izim before him, he saw these goats. So shakal kalosh adabahu, he took a piece of dirt and he threw it at them. So Amarle, Rabba told Abaye, ichat behu. Meaning, even though it's technically you're a zakin and it was beneath your cover to deal with this, once you did that, this was the halacha that Rabba just said. And therefore, ichayvet behu, you're not going to be chayv now in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Kum adrenu, go do what you have to do, go return it, and be, take care of the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Ibailu. So the Gemara, the chachamim over there, they had a question. That dark el hachzer besad, the bein dark el hachzer beir. What if you find something, or a zakin that's technically Potter in a case where it's beneath his coven, but he's in the sada, he's outside the city, he's in the field somewhere, and he finds something that it's not beneath his coven to do in the field because there's no one in the field, and it's something technically he would be carrying by himself in the field, so something where there's not a lot of people. So if it's darkly lahachzir besada, and he found it in a sada, but it's something that it's beneath his coven, he wouldn't do it in a city. So Mao, what's going to be the halacha? Is he chayv to return the aveda? Does he have to take it back from the sada or not? What is it talin? Mi amrina, do we say hashavim aliyabinon? The mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda is a full mitzvah, meaning you have to do it in its entirety. And if you could only do it in the sada, but not in the city, then you're not going to be able to bring it back to the city. It's not a full mitzvah of a Shabbos. They came in the left darkly lahachzer beir, since it's not the way to return it in the city because it's beneath his coven. So loy lechayv. So he's not going to be chayv even in the sada because it's not going to be a complete mitzvah. Or maybe do we say besadamias who they chayv le? And then the day he is going to be chayv in the city. So if he finds it in the city, they came in the chayv be besade. Since he found it in the sada and he was chayv in the sada because it wasn't beneath his coven over there. So now he chayv le beir. So now it's going to be nesgalgel and he's going to be chayev even in the city on that. And why, by the way? Because since he already got himself involved, it's considered like the case we saw a minute ago, like where he was hikisha, like he's hit it with a stick. He already got himself involved. He was already chayev outside the city. So now he's going to be chayev even in the city. He has to bring it back and return it, says Gemara. On this question, teku. Amar Rava said, kol b'shaloi machzir, anything that if it was his, he would return it. B'shal chaver nami machzir. It's all tali. Would he do this for himself? If he would do it for himself, he's going to be chayev to be machzir even for his friend. Meaning we're referring to the zakin that would be potter on something. If it was his, he would do it. So he's going to be chayv also for his friends. But call shebishaloi, parik vitoin. Anything that if it was his, he would load it up and start carrying it on his shoulder, or load up the donkey and carry it like that. Bishal chaver, nami parik vitoin. He has to do it also for his friend. Meaning, even on this kula of a zakin, and it's not according to his covet, it's beneath his covet to pick it up. If it's something that he would do for himself, if it was his, then he's going to be chayv if it was his friend's as well. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, have a cause of urcha. Story. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was once going on the way, and paga be'u gavra, that havidori pascha de ufe. There was a person that he saw along the way that was carrying a load of wood. So Isvinu, the person put it down, and he put it down to take a small rest. So Amr Lay, then he turns to Mishmal Berbesi and he said, Delayli, help me load this up, please. So Amr Lay, Mishmal Berbesi told him, you know what, I'm not really interested in doing that, but I understand that I have a chiyuv right now to help you out. So kama shovin, how much is that wood worth? So Amr Lay, palga dezuzah, half a zuz. So Yav Lay, palga dezuzah, Mishmal Berbesi would rather pay for the eitzim, and he bought it from him. Here's a half a zuz, leave me alone. Afkara, Mishmal Berbesi didn't want to keep that, so he would just mafkir the wood. So this person saw, wow, So he just bought the wood for me, and he was mafkir. So the person was zeichin in again, and now he owned the wood again. So now he realized, Rabbi Shimon bar Meir, that this person again wants help to pick it up. So he again gave him another half of zuzah. I'll buy it from you again, mafkir, and again he was mafkir. But so he saw this person about to be zeichin it again. And Rishma Bar Yossi saw that this was not gonna stop, so Amar Lehi told him, listen, calm down. I was mafkrit for everyone else, but for you, I wasn't mafkrit. I realized what you're doing over here, and I was mafkrit legabe everyone else, but for you, leklape you, I was not mafkrit, and you're not allowed to take it. Says Gemara, is such a thing, does such a thing work? If you're mafkrit for everyone besides one person, is that good? Does that work as hefker v'atnan? We learned in the Mishnah, v'shamayim hefker l'anim, hefker v'silalamim in hefker achi. Beishamai says that if you're mafker something only for the aniyim, it works, it's considered hefker. Beisol says, no, it's only going to be considered hefker if you're mafker it, la'anim la'ashirim kishmita, like it's shmita, like it's hefker for everyone, aniyim, ashirim, everyone. So Elor Mishmam Rebes answers the Gemara, you're right, it's not going to work. And we hold like Beisol, as we know. But Elor Mishmam Rebes l'kulei ha'mafkerinu, really, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi was mafkarit for everyone, even this person. And b'milsa be'alma hu de'ukmeh, and he was stam pushing this person off. He realized that this guy might not chap, that he couldn't be mafkarit in an oifen like that. Really, he was mafkarit for everyone, but he didn't want the person to continue being zaychen and going to go in circles till Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi pays a lot of money, and therefore, he just told this person to be doichen, but it wasn't actually necessarily halachically accurate. Says Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, zaken v'ein l'chich kvayde have it. Wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi a zaken v'ein l'chich kvayde? It was beneath his covet to help this person out, so why would he be chayv anyway? Why couldn't he just walk away? He was acting. The Tanir Beisiv taught about the pasuk. The pasuk says, just read the full pasuk. Teach them the way to go. The ma'isa that you should do. So and you should make it known to them. That's talking about that a person should learn a parnaso, umnus, so he should get parnaso from him. Esaderech, zu gmilas chasanim. Esaderech refers to gmilas chasanim you should do. Yelchu ze biker choylim. Yelchu refers to biker choylim that you should do. Ba, what's ba? Zu kvura. That's, you should be oisik in kvura. Esa maise, ze adin. Esa maadin, esa asher yasun, zu lifnimishrozen. And that's talking about that you should do lifnimishrozen. And that's how we know that there's a concept that you should do lifnimishrozen. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi was doing. So although he was potter because he was a zakin main in lechvi chvaidoi, still he was acting. And not only that, so first of all, just to explain the braisa, we just saw in this braisa that yelchu is referring to bikur chaylim. Says Gemara, "Hainu gemilas chasadim." Isn't that the same thing as a gemilas chasadim? Bikur chaylim is just a prat katan, it's a sif katan in gemilas chasadim. So why do you need a different word in the pasuk? Says Gemara, "It's chaylim leben giloy." We're talking about, it's an added chiddush to tell you bikur chaylim. We're talking about ben giloy, the ben giloy we learned about recently, a person born in the same mazel that we learned about a ben giloy, the Amar Mar. If a Ben Giloy, someone that was born in the same time, in the same mazel as a person, comes to visit that sick person, and does Bikur Chaylim, he actually takes 1/60th of his sickness. So he's coming at an expense for himself. He's going to get 1/60th of this guy's sickness. He doesn't want that. And therefore, you would think maybe there's not a chiv of Bikur Chaylim. So that's the chiddush over here. Still, he should go and be Mivakur Chaylim, even though he's going to get a little sick. He's going to take a 60th of this person's sickness. Still, he has a chiv of Bikur Chaylim, and that's what the pasuk is telling you. It says Gemara, ba zu kvura. Okay, continued and told us, ba. We learned from the word ba. That's referring to kvura. Isn't that the same thing as gemilas chasadim? And so the Gemara, no. It's referring to a zakin ve'ene lefich vaydai, that he also has to be Isaac in kvura. And he is not going to be potter based off that. Says Gemara, Asher Yasun Zulif Nimisher Azadin, Amr Bechner Bechner said, Loi Charver Yerushalayim, Ela Al Shadonaba Din Torah. Yerushalayim was only destroyed, Nechurman Mesa Mikdash, because they were dan din Torah. Because they dan according to what the din is, according to what the halacha is, says the Gemara, Eladine, De Megizda Ladine, what do you want them to do? You want them to dan Shaloikin Din Torah? What exactly is the problem with going according to the Torah? Says Gemara, Elo Ema, what he meant was, Rechnan, Sheimidu Dinem Al Din Torah. They paskin 100% according to the raw halacha, Viloi Avdu Lifnei Mishra Sadin. And they didn't go Lifnei Mishra Sadin. And that's why Rechnan says, that's how chomer it is. That's how much you have to go Lifnei Mishra Sadin. Your Shalim was destroyed because they went according to the Korah halacha and they did not go Lifnei Mishra Shuras Hadin.